And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When President Trump announced last week he was ending cost-sharing subsidies that help millions of lower-income Americans afford health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act, he claimed it was to stop a, quote, bailout of the insurance industry. But just 2 days later, former Trump senior advisor Steve Bannon said the real reason for ending the subsidies under the ACA was to, quote, blow up Obamacare. That's what Trump's decision will do, according to the Congressional Budget Office, by forcing big increases in the health care premiums for millions of low to moderate income families and by increasing the federal budget deficit. The American people don't want Trump to keep sabotaging our health care law. A new poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds 71% of Americans want President Trump and his administration to do what they can to make the Affordable Care Act work. Only 22% want Trump to make the Affordable Care Act fail so he can replace it later. President Trump needs to listen to the people and improve the Affordable Care Act, not damage it and hurt millions of Americans in the process. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.